A trial date has been set for a lawsuit against Remington Arms brought by some of the families of victims and one survivor of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. They're suing the weapons manufacturer for marketing the weapon used in the shooting to civilians. That suit is now in the discovery phase. That means plaintiffs can demand documents and private information about Remington's business practices in order to prepare for a trial in April of 2018. WSHU's Katie Toth reports.
Bill Sherlock, whose wife Mary died in the massacre, said he never expected the lawsuit to get this far.
We started this off, we knew it was going to be a long shot, and originally started off with this just to advance the conversation, to advance the discussion over the whole thing. We're certainly thrilled to where this has come.
That doesn't mean the trial is guaranteed to happen. Remington can still try to get the case thrown out before a trial happens by claiming that the case doesn't have merit. The company says they're protected from liability because of a law called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. That law prevents most lawsuits against gun companies when those guns are used in a crime, with a few exceptions. Two other defendants are also named in the case, the distributor and seller of the gun. All the defendants' attorneys declined to comment. Katie Toth, WSHU News.